go.
Okay, we are on Hey Vav Amud Aleph. We are like 11 lines in the bottom, Hey Vav Amud Aleph. Fine. So until now, the Gemara basically, right, the Gemara a number of lines before had asked the question of Mayo Kimta, right? Our Mishnah at this point, we're assuming, is all following the Shita of Rabbi Meir, right? That the reason why we're excluding people from Meiser is because that's where Meir Shita is, that a Yisrael is not allowed, right? A Zar is not allowed to eat Meiser. That's what we had been assuming until now. And in which case, the Gemara now is going to try to find, explain the last section of the Mishnah, right? The very last line, or last case, of the Bas Levi marrying a Kohen, or being impregnant from a Kohen, Shomeres Yavam to a Kohen, etc. That can't be our case. Meaning, if our entire Mishnah, right, is talking about the Shita of Rabbi Meir and saying that a Zar is out because they can't eat Truma, because they can't eat Meiser, so then what's happening in that last case? That last case is talking about Bas Levi to a Kohen, so it's only Levim and Kohanim. So why are you excluding anybody from anything? Right? So the Gemara has to give an explanation. What exactly is this last case? Right? What are we talking about in this last case? So says the Gemara like this. And this is the line we left off on yesterday. So the Gemara says, Mar Bere de Ravna Amar. Lomar she'in chokin la'meiser bebeis agronos. So what does this mean at the end when we say that the Bas Levi who's did kiddushin with the Kohen, or she's muberes from the Kohen, or shemeres yavam from the Kohen, and a Bas Kohen the Levi, that she's not allowed to eat truma or meiser? Right? Why? For what reason would they be excluded from these things, even according to Rabbi Meir? So the answer is, what we're trying to say is that she can't be, they're not allowed to give her Meiser at the Beis HaGranos. The Beis HaGranos means the granary, the place where they, the threshing floor, basically. And the point is that even though it's true she's allowed to eat Truma and Meiser, right? Or one or the other at least, right? She can't be excluded. She's a Bas Levi. If she's eating Meiser no matter what, or she's a Bas Kohen, so she's eating them no matter what. So why are you excluding her? So you're excluding her for some like Gzera Derabana, which we're going to see in a second, that telling us that at that moment before, and the point is that it's when her husband is not present, so that she would go, that the idea of a woman saying, like, oh, I'm married to a Kohen, can I come collect the Truma? No, they're not going to let her do that, right? Or I'm a Kohen, can I collect my husband's Levi, can I collect the Meiser? Answer, she can't do that. In these scenarios, we don't allow that. So the question is going to be, why not? So the Gemara is going to say, honey, chalaman da'am mishum yichud, if it's because we're concerned that you have, you know, women going by themselves to meet the, you know, the man at the threshing floor is a bad idea. Why? Because they end up being by themselves, right? They end up being secluded. You don't set these things up. Oh yeah, no problem. Have women come to pick up for men, but all alone, not a good idea because of yichud, right? So if it's because of yichud, I get it. Laman dar mishim gerusha. But if the answer is the reason for this gzeira is because of the scenario where a woman is going to be, maybe she'll be at some point become divorced, and they won't know. Right? They won't know she's divorced, and she's going to show up to collect her truma or her meiser, and let's say she's a Bas Yisrael, and she had no children, etc., and she's not deserving of it anymore, right? And they can come make a mistake and end up handing truma to a woman who can't eat truma, right? If that's true, so look at Rashi changes the gersa here. Even look at it in Rashi. Rashi says that big, you know, on the right side, Hanich Laman Damar. Hanich lamanda mishum yichud, alamanda mishum gerusha bas levi, mi lo achla b'meiser. Right? A woman who's a gerusha bas levi, she can eat meiser. I mean, if your concern is that she's going to, at some point, become divorced, right? And therefore, she would no longer be entitled to meiser. So, and we're so used to seeing these women by themselves, we don't know if she's married or not married or whatever, it comes to make a mistake. But if she's a Bas Levi, again, the original case of the Seifa is a Bas Levi marrying a Kohen. She's a Bas Levi anyways. So when she gets divorced, what's going to happen? She's still going to be Meiser, right? When she goes back to her father's house, right? So Bas Levi, Milo Achav Meiser, right? So that doesn't really make any sense. It's not a good example. So that says the Gemara back, according to you, Grusha Bas Kohen, mi lo achal betruma. But that's true, even the case of a grusha bas kohen who's not going to get betruma. Ela gzer mishum grusha bas Yisrael. So what's really the gzera? The gzera is a concern of a grusha bas Yisrael. Meaning, you're right. If she was taka bas levi or bas kohen, there really wouldn't be a concern. But we don't allow any women, according to this approach, we don't allow any women to come and collect truma or meiser from the Beis HaGranot on their own without their husband, because you never know, you're going to start allowing women who are not married who are by themselves to collect truma and meiser. You might end up having a woman who's not married, who's a Bas Yisrael, who's end up collecting these things, these items, which really she's not entitled to. Okay. So, and that according to this, that would be the explanation of the seifa. That's what's really going on here. Fine. Okay, says Gemara, Ihachi, my area Mirasas. But if that's true, why do you have to call her Murasa? But what does this have to do with the fact that she's only Mikudesha? So we've seen other conversations about if she's only Murasa, so she can't eat Truma because she's going to bring it home, etc. There's other concerns. But at the corner of this, it has nothing to do with her being, you know, done only Kiddushin. I feel the tsunami, right? The case should be even if she's totally, fully married. So says Gemara, you're right. I did the Tana Resha Mirasas, Tani Nami Sefer Mirasas. You're right. That wasn't, you know, the fact that we call him Mureses just because those are the other cases. We're also dealing with cases of Mureses, so we said the same thing here. Fine. Okay. So says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Truma LaKohen U'Maaser Rishon LaLevi Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Truma goes to a Kohen and Maaser Rishon goes to a Levi. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah Omer LaKohen. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, it goes to a Kohen. We're going to see, by the way, as we move along, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah himself was the Kohen. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it goes to a Kohen. So says the Gemara, LaKohen v'lo LaLevi? What do you mean? What we just said? We just said, Truma, Maaser, right, that according to Rabbi Akiva, Truma goes to a Kohen, Maaser Rishon goes to a Levi. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, Maaser Rishon also goes to a Kohen. Okay, but not to a Levi? No, so Ema af LaKohen. Meaning he was saying that even a Kohen can even get Maaser. Okay, and by the way, this is not just about whether they can eat it. This is about when you want to give your Trumas and Maestros, who can you give it to, right? So we talked about the fact that a Kohen obviously is a Levi too. So can I, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying, yeah, if you would give it to a Kohen, that would work also. Okay. Okay, so my time is Rabbi Akiva. So what's the explanation of Rabbi Akiva, who says that Truma specifically to a Kohen and Maestros specifically to a Levi? So Tichsev, I'll tell you, it comes from a pasuk. Bel halavim tidaber v'yamata aleihem bilavim kamishtai kra. Because the pasuk says you should speak to levim and say to them, etc. The pasuk is speaking specifically to levim about when it comes to meiser. Okay. V'idach. So what's the other side going to say? Can you reshub ben Levi? Dam reshub ben Levi be'esim va'arban bekombos nikru kohanim levim v'zeachar mehem va'kohanim halavim b'nei tzadok. So I'll just say to you, I know you're saying speak to the Levim, and specifically Levim get Meiser, but there are times when the Tanakh refers to someone who is a Kohen as a Levi, right? And for example, the Bnei Tzadok was a Kohen. Rashi points out, on the top line, Tzadok Kohen Hava, V'kra Labanav Levim, it calls them Levim. So you see, you're right, that's fine. A Levim to Daber, great. The Kohanim are Levim. Okay. So what's Rabbi Akiva going to say back? Rabbi Akiva, Hachalom Matis Amris Dichsiv, V'achaltem Oso B'chom Akom. No, when it comes to Meiser, it's different. Why? Because it says you can eat it in any place. Meaning that refers to a person who can eat the Meiser in any place. Yatsa Kohen, she ain't yachal la'och le'beis ha'kfaras. But a Kohen, a Levevi can eat it anywhere. Levevi doesn't get a problem coming to Tamei. But a Kohen does. So you see, it's specifically to a Levi because it specifies b'chom akom. So what's the counter argument? V'idach kohechad d'bay d'lo bay choma. It just means anytime you can eat, anywhere you can eat. Meaning he doesn't need to put up a wall. Right? V'yachal le'betuma saguf lo laki. And if you'd eat it, and by the way, even if you'd eat it tamei, he's still not going to get malchus. Right? So don't tell me this, you know, story has to be b'chom akom. He technically could eat it any place also. He's just not allowed to be there. But he could put up a wall. He could put up a barrier or something. So that's not a good proof. Okay, so now the Gemara tells a story about this question of the Kohen being able to eat Meiser. So Ahi Ginasa, there was a certain garden, the Havashaka Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Meiser Rishon Mina. So it doesn't mean that he would go pluck the Meiser Rishon, because as we know, the Meiser Rishon has to be separated first, right? So, but it means he would collect from that area. So, Elazar ben Azariah, who was a Kohen, so he would go and collect Ma'aser Rishon from this place. Elazar Rabbi Akiva, so this is real life Piskei Halacha coming to life, right? So, you have Machlokas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, and they now duke it out in real life the question of him, a Kohen, picking up, going to collect Ma'aser. So, Rabbi Akiva, what did Rabbi Akiva go do? Elazar Rabbi Akiva, Ahadre Lepischa LaBe Kavre. He literally means he moved the entrance to the garden to a cemetery. But it means he moved it in the direction, meaning he set it up so the only way to enter the garden would be to walk through a cemetery. Okay, so basically, man, it's impossible for him. It's a halachic shtach, like to make it so he can't get in. So Amar Akiva betamilo va'ana chayai. Right. So Rabbi Akiva is going to have his tamilo means like his basket, I think. Right. His bag, yeah. So he gets his pouch, and I get stuck, right? So look, Rashi says Akiva v'tamilo, third line in Rashi, Mishum Rabbi Akiva Raya, right? The Kaba Sabua Hayava, right? He's like, he was a shepherd. Rabbi Akiva gets to have his, he gets to be a shepherd to carry his shepherd bag, tamilo, chama shaor, right? It was his like leather bag, right? Veroa no sin ba pito v'tola b'tzavara. So he put his food in there. It's like his lunchbox. Right, so he says, "Oh, you get to have your lunchbox, and I get to have nothing." Meaning, what are you doing? What are you stopping me for? So it ma'mipnei ma'kut is fine. Okay, so this is what happened. This was this machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara wants to know, well, what's this? We're going to come back to it in a second. It ma'mipnei ma'kutzu levim b'meiser. Why was it that the levim in general were given a class? They were given some type of penalty that they lost their access to meiser. So the Gemara is going to explain in a second what does that mean. When they lost their access to meiser? When did that happen? So Pligi bar Rabbi Yonasan v'Savya. So Rabbi Yonasan argued with the Savya, like the elders, like Sava, like a group of older people. I don't know when the Gemara uses Savya as opposed to Rabbanan, but it sounds like it's a specific subset of the Rabbanan, the Savya. So Rabbi Yonasan argues with the Savya. Chana mar shlo alav me'ezra. One possibility that the Levim lost their rights to Meiser is because they didn't go back. They didn't go back to Eretz Yisrael. Not everyone. People were supposed to go back to Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra, and the Levim didn't go. Chana, my other opinion is no. Kadesh Yisim Kohanim, I love.
Like we learned that Gemara right last week when we were listing all the people who came in, Levim, Kohanim, Levim, was in the groups, and they were. This last stop, so it was Pei Hei.
Yeah.
Listed the Levim that they came with Ezra.
So let's see, because what are we going to say? We're going to quote one here.
Ezra actually, he chastised the Levim because they came after he.
They come eventually.
He demanded that they came.
Yeah, so take a look. Yes, good. Look at that. Good. Okay. So fine. So what's the other possibility? So one opinion is they lost their Ezra because they didn't come during B'mei Ezra, and the other opinion is that we allow Kohanim to take Meiser so that when they're Tamei, they can at least still eat Meiser. Because when they're Tamei, you can't eat Truma. Okay. So Gemara says what you'd expect it to say. Bishlam alaman da'ar mishlo alu mishum pachi kansin. Okay, I get it. If they didn't come, so we punish them. Fine. And alaman da'ar kadeshi yisibuchu alav Kohanim made to Masan mishum Kohanim kansin levim. We want to help the Kohanim out so we mess over the levim. Doesn't make any sense. Right? What's going on here? No, so Ella kule amba kansa shlo alu me'ezer. No, so really the pshat is that everyone agrees that they got punished because they didn't come back during Yemei Ezra. That's for sure.
We're
different examples of people who came. Good. Quantum Levium. Good. Excellent. Good. So let's see if we can answer our question. If we don't, then we're gonna have to answer it separately, but it's a good point.
Says that Tosfos asked the same question as Jonathan, so 13.
Yeah, hold on. Perish Ri de Lomat Sinu Behead, if you look at Tosfos a second. Perish Ri, third Tosfos, Mipne Malkansu Levim. Perish Ri de Lomat Sinu Behedya. We don't really find that explicitly, like you said, Jonathan, because the text says that they came. And Lomat Sinu Be Ezra Vahaya Koin Ben Aaron Im Halavim Bemeiser Halavim. Yeah, was that the I'll have to look at it a little bit afterwards. Let's keep going for now. I'll take a look afterwards. Fine. So, but again, it can't be that because the Kohanim need extra, so we'll punish the Levim. That's not fair. Ela kule alma kansa shelo al b'me'ezra. No, so really everyone agrees they got punished because they didn't come b'me'ezra. What are they arguing about? Mar savar kansa laniyim umar savar kohanim b'me'etumasam aniyim ninu. So some say, right, that the kanas was for the, you know, for the aniyim. And some say the Kohanim made two masan aniyim anyway. Some say that the Kohanim in the time of when they're tameh, they're considered like aniyim. Okay, fine. And the same thing we're gonna have is we have a couple times with these parentheses that get like mixed up with these. Usually you don't read parentheses, but here let's read them because it's gonna help us anyway to read the Gemara here. So Bishlama, I get it, Laman Damar, Kansalaniyim, Mishum Hachi, Ahadri, Rabbi Akiva, Lepisla, Labe Kiver. I get it if it's because it was a knas, like for the poor in a certain sense. And that's why Rabbi Akiva closes off Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah from coming in, right? Labe Kivre. Laman Damar, LaKohanim, and Maya Ahadri, Lepisla, Labe Kivre. Meaning, in the end of the day, if you're allowing the Kohanim to take it, meaning once the Levim are getting punished, right, and now you allow the Kohanim. Meaning, do you say, well, they were punished, and now give it to Aniyim? Or do you say they're punished, and now the Kohanim can collect when they're Tameh? So if you're saying it's because of Aniyim, so I get it. So Rav Elazar ben Azariah wasn't an Ani, and that's the reason why Rabbi Akiva closes the door. Well, makes it halachically closes the door to Rav Elazar ben Azariah to get in. But if it's that now that it's been taken from Levim, we allow the Kohanim to collect. Again, it wasn't for the Kohanim, but once the Levim are getting punished, we allow the Kohanim to connect. To collect them, why is he not letting Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah come in? So answer the Gemara, no, Hachika Amalai. This is what he said to him. Idaka asis bitares kanasa istacha. What he was saying to him is, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you want to collect because b'dieved now, after the Levim got punished and they lose Meiser, you'll collect now because you're like also a Levi and you want to collect? Fine. That's okay. Right? But however, v'ikaas is b'taras chaluka. But if you're coming because you are Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and you hold that a kohen can collect ma'aser, then leislach. Then you can't come in. Right? Basically, what he's saying to him is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is a baal shita. He has his own opinion. So says Rabbi Akiva, you can't tell me you're like a regular kohen, and you're like, oh, what do you mean? I know that Levim lost their chance to ma'aser, so I'll go as a replacement for Levim and I'll collect the ma'aser. Right? No, because I know you. And what you're trying to do here is you're trying to follow your shita. You want to show that you're right, right? And you're going to collect because, and not that Rabbi Elazar is trying to do it like lahachis, but the point being, you're coming in lechachila to collect. You think you can do it because you are helping these people fulfill their mitzvah of Meiser. And that's not true, right? Because you're a Kohen, and Kohanim can't lechachila go ahead and collect the Meiser. Fine. So that's what this machlok was really all about. Because everyone agrees that it wasn't, that they didn't originally take the money, take the maestro away to give it to the Kohanim. It was just, once it was taken away, machlok was whether Kohanim could collect it or the Aniyim could collect it. Fine. Okay. So it says the Gemara, Minalan, the lo salika of Ezra. But how do I know that Levim didn't come in the time of Ezra? The chsiv, va'kabtseim el ha-nahar, haba al ahu v'nachna, sham Yamim Shlosha, Vavina Ba'am, Uba Kohanim, Ubne Levi, Lomatsasi Sham. Right, so the Pasuk says in Ezra that basically I gotta get everyone together and the following people are gonna come for 3 days, etc., and the Kohanim, and from Bnei Levi, I didn't find anybody. Right, so that's how you see in the Pasuk that they didn't come. So Am Rav Chista, B'techila lo hayumamidim shotrim elamin levim. So Rav Chista now is just gonna tell me another example of how Levim ended up like losing out to a certain extent. So Rav Chista says at the beginning, I only had my shotrim, right? We're from Levim. Shneimar vit shotrim halevim lifneichem, because the pasuk says in Divrei Yamim that the shotrim were Levim, right? Who are shotrim? Shotrim are right, like the pasuk says in the Torah, shoftim v'shotrim tiyenecha b'choshareicha. So shoftim are the judges. The shotrim are basically the they're not like police, but they're the people who make sure that whatever is, you know, paskin by the Bezdin is actually fulfilled, right? That they make sure that things get taken care of the right way. So it used to be that Levim had this job, which makes sense, by the way, because Levim are known to be, you know, very zaris for the Dvar Hashem. So they want to make sure that what the Bezin takes, you know, said, it gets taken care of. So, but that used to be. But Achshav ein ma'amidim shochim ela miYisrael. But now we only have shochim coming from regular Yisraelim. Shenemar v'shochim harabim barashaychem. Rashi says v'shochim harabim barashaychem dahanu Yisrael shehem rabim levim. It has to be rabim. It has to be lots of people. It can't be only levim. So why it was taken away is a good question. But this is just the point of bringing this halacha is just to show me that that's what happened, right? That we now took it away from the Levim, just like we took away the Meister from the Levim at that point also. Fine. Okay. So let's start, we might as well start the new Mishnah. We have a couple minutes though. Says the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael Shaniseis Lakoin, Tochal Bitruma. So Bas Yisrael Mirz Lakoin, Sheets Truma, that's not a Chiddush, we've seen that. We've been talking about that for a while. So Bas Yisrael usually doesn't eat truma. Now she marries the Kohen, she can eat truma. Mace, right, if he dies, v'lohe menaben, and she has a child from that marriage, tochal b'truma, she can continue to eat truma on account of this son, which we've seen before also. Niseis l'levi, if she marries a levi, tochal b'meiser, she's allowed to eat meiser. Again, this is a Bas Yisrael who marries a levi, so she can eat meiser. Mace, and I'm sure, you know, we're going to have to come back to the same question, tochal b'meiser, right, what do we mean? Look at Rashi actually for a second. Rashi says, sorry, let's make it clear. Look, Rashi says, Niseis Levi, Acher Sheyalda B'Kohen. Right, she was married to Kohen, and she has a son. She can eat Truma, right? Even though he died, the Kohen died. So now, what's this case? This case is, and then she goes and she marries a Kohen, Acher Sheyalda B'Kohen. Now she goes and she marries a Levi afterwards, Tocha b'meiser, right? Rashi says velo b'truma dehadar havyazara. Right now she flips. Right now she went ahead, the same woman, and married a Levi. So now she can only eat meiser. She can't eat truma. Okay, good. So meis velo hemenu ben. Right, tocha b'meiser. So if the Levi dies, right, the second husband who was a Levi, he dies. And she still has a son from him, so she continues to eat ma'aser. Look at Rashi. Meis v'loh ha'imena ben tocha b'ma'aser. Says Rashi, b'shvil b'na, on account of her son. V'hai ben pasul la mitruma. But that son, right, passes her from eating truma. Why? Sharei yesh la zara, zera min hazar. Right, meaning she has it. Her Kohen son is still there. Right, she still has the Kohen son, but now that she has a Levi son, so now he's forbidden to eat truma. So even though she was originally, permitted to eat truma on account of her first son, her second son, who's now a czar, forbids her from eating truma. Rashi says, "Uchsi v'zera einla."
But does the first son, is he still entitled to eat truma?
I was about to see. Yeah, okay. Good question. Yeah, good. So we have to see. The
implication of that is that if she didn't have a son from the Levi,
she'd be able
to go back and eat truma
based on her Kohen son.
But even though she's married to the Levi,
I'm saying if the Levi dies, she can then go back.
No, when she when she marries the Levi, what happens here is like this: she's a Bas Yisrael, she marries a Kohen, she eats truma. Kohen dies, but she has a son, maintains eating truma. Now she marries the Levi, she's no longer allowed to eat truma anymore, right? That's what Rashi says. Tochal b'meiser v'lo b'truma dehadra havazara. Now she's married to a czar. She's married to a non-Kohen. Right? Then he dies, right? And she has a son. She still eats meiser, but not truma. Implication being, what would happen if she would, if the Levi? We're going to see all these cases, right? If the Levi husband would die, and she had no son from him, would she go back to eating truma on account of her Kohen son? Lechara, the answer would be yes. Right, let's go back to Rashi for 1 second. We said Bahai ben pasul la mitruma. This Levi son pasul from truma. Sharei yesh la zera min azar. Uksiv v'zera ein la v'shava. Right, only when she has no children she goes back. Sharei yesh la zera. She has a child. But afagav the krav bas kohen. See, that pasul is talking about the bas kohen. Marbina minei b'gemar. This is going to explain nami bas Yisrael ha'ochelas b'shvil b'na kohen. Right, same thing. If she was married, she was a zara eating from her on account of her son's kohen. V'nisla it's the zara. Then she goes to marry a non kohen. Umes. and he dies, she chazeres v'ochelas b'shul bana. Right, she goes in and she goes in and she can eat truma again on account of her son. Hilkach ki heichid the bas kohen ki isla zera mi Yisrael lo hadra bas Yisrael v'ochelas b'shul. So just like a bas kohen who would have a Yisrael son, right, doesn't eat kohen anymore, eat truma anymore. Bas Yisrael v'ochelas b'shul bana kohen nami ki isla zera. Bein mi Levi omi Yisrael lo hadra ochelas b'shvil b'na kohen. So same thing, meaning the same way that a bas kohen who now marries a Yisrael and has a Yisrael son, now she's locked in and she can't go back to eating truma. The same thing in the opposite direction. She's a bas Yisrael who has a kohen son, right, and she marries a non kohen or has a non kohen son. It's going to mess her over again. But all the time that she now only has a bas a kohen son, she's going to be allowed to eat truma. So maybe we'll stop here. And we'll pick up with the Mishnah. We'll start with that next week. Okay, shkoyach.